This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The 2-2 Saints go into Kansas City this evening with the 4-0 Kansas City Chiefs, and this one has kind of been billed as the battle of the injured in many respects. And joining us to talk about it is Mike Haas, voice of the New Orleans Saints. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It certainly feels that way. When you look at the injury list that comes out for this week, it came out on Thursday, normally on Wednesday, and like the last 2 weeks, the Saints injury list is almost two pages. And last week when it was Atlanta, they had one guy. One! And this week, Kansas City's got a few more, but, you know, it's just what happens is, and what's been tough, and the Saints would say the same thing, is that you can have injuries. It's when it attacks position groups. That's when it's tough. Linebackers, DeMario Davis, Pete Werner, offensive line. You know, you can be deep, but it's tough when you get injuries at a particular position. So not having Pete Werner tonight, that'll be you know, difficult. Not having Willie Gay going up against his former team. You know, they're without their starting running back. They're without Rashee Rice. So it will be interesting, to say the least, to kind of how each team adjusts. Because everybody goes through this. Look at the Rams. Look at San Francisco. Yeah. Everybody goes through it. It's how you adjust.
And then we have a couple of players that will play. They're on the activated list, but they got these nagging kind of injuries, right? Like, you know, stuff around the abdominal muscles and, you know,
Camara,
that.
I mean, ribs.
Yeah.
I mean, I was talking about that the other night. When you think about, you know, because Taysom, if, you know, there's a wall, Taysom, go run through the wall. He doesn't really have what I would call typical football injuries. You know, he doesn't have a calf. It's not a hamstring. It's a, you know, punctured lung, a bruised lung, an abdomen injury. I'm like, well, what? I don't even, what are those, right? Alvin's playing through some fractured ribs. So, you know, you're not going to have Taysom tonight. And so that is a, we've seen already that it changes how this kind of offense looks. Especially when you get into third and short situations, so it'll be interesting. If Kansas City, I just hope that the Saints, and I know they won't fall into this trap that they're not a very good 4-0 team. They could easily be 0-4. Yeah, you know what? But they're not, because they have been able to do what the Saints have not been able to do: not play your best football, but figure out a way to win. Figure out what has to be done to win the game. I think you could safely say Kansas City would not have lost that game to Philly, and Kansas City would not have lost that game to Atlanta. They would have found a way, and, you know, the Saints got to find a way tonight. But tonight, that changes the narrative. You're 2-2. You win tonight. Battle it out. Just gut it out. And now you're 3-2. You got Tampa at home, Denver at home. It kind of changes the narrative, because I always, and you and I have talked about this, these first five were always going to be difficult. They were always going to, you know, if you can come out of this 3-2, you know, 4-1 would have been unbelievable. 3-2 to me would be exactly kind of what you want. And 2-3 is not the end of the world, because you got two straight home. But tonight, a victory tonight, can really kind of change the narrative a little bit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
For sure, you got Tampa Bay that's got disruption in their practice routines, right? They're coming to New Orleans early because
to New
of,
Orleans.
I think today, I heard.
Just practice up here,
Yeah, in preparation for Sunday's game. Interesting about the Kansas City offense, 28th in the league, which kind of surprised me when I was starting to look at the stats. And on defense, both of these teams, Kansas number four, Saints number five, there's a lot of parity between these two, right?
Right. Their numbers offensively are not astonishing. Like Mahomes has six touchdowns. Six touchdowns and five interceptions. I think they have one rushing touchdown. You know, they've been banged up, so they have not scored a lot of points. But in the end, they have more points than the other team. Defensively, they've been very strong. These two teams are going to be kind of which offense does better against the other defense, because the Saints' defense has been, you know, very tough, and Kansas City's defense, very tough when they have to be. They'll give up some yards, but, you know, when it comes time, the red zone, fourth down, that kind of stuff, they're very difficult. But they have not – they have one interception as a defense through four games, one. They're minus – I'm not looking at the stats. They're minus four, I believe, in the turnover differential. And normally, if you look at these – situational parts, when you say look at third down or turnovers or turnover differential, rushing touchdowns, that kind of thing, will tell you how a team is. The Saints are dominating in almost all those categories, but who cares? You're 2-2. Kansas City is not, but yet they're 4-0. Their situational numbers are not good, but they find a way. And then the key tonight, and it's a different kind of running quarterback with Mahomes. He's not less. When he runs the football, he's picking up 30. He's not picking up five. He's not picking up six. He'll move around in the pocket, buy time, find Kelsey, find somebody. But if he runs, it means he's got nothing but green in front of him. And so the Saints have faced a rushing quarterback, you know, not so much like this, where he is just so creative and really doesn't want to run. He wants to really just stay back there, find time to make the pass. But when he does, I can assure you, he's got a ton of green ahead of him.
Tonight's key on defense, not unlike a lot of other nights, is on the edges, right? Making sure that they contain him and keep him inside.
Right. You got to, with Patrick, you have to kind of just slowly collapse the quarterback, the pocket. You come in from the edges, you can't give him lanes up the middle. You don't have to, in fact, what you don't want to do is come so hard and so fast, maybe on a zone blitz, that you've given him an automatic lane. You want a slow collapse of the pocket. Well, that sounds good on paper, right? That seems like that's really hard to do, a slow collapse of the pocket, right? And so, but yeah, it's
sounds easy to me.
Lane integrity, and if you're going to come, if you're going to send a blitz, you better come with the intent of not getting this big hit, not, you know, just slowing him down. Slow him down enough that somebody else can get the sack, because typically the first guy doesn't get him. It can be somebody else. So you got to be very smart with him when you're blitzing, because he will step out of it and make the pass.
Biggest challenge for the Saints offense this evening, obviously, establishing that running the football,
yeah.
Right?
Run the football. You don't have Taysom, and so, yeah, you're going to have to run the football, especially on first and second down. If you can just be average, you don't have to be, you don't have to be 8 yards a pop, but you've got to be effective on first and second down to put you, if you have to be, in third and short. And keep doing what you've done, because they've been able to capitalize red zone. They don't get down to the red zone kick field goals. They get down to the red zone kick touchdowns. And that's been huge. And that has been huge. Kansas City's fallen behind every game they've played so far. The Saints,
yeah. And
they won't do this. They will not do this. They will not win the toss, the Saints, and take the football. They will defer. I'm not a fan of it, but it is what it is. I would say get on that football field with your best 15 plays, take it down there, and get that lead, because that's what you've been doing, and that's what they've been doing. They've been falling behind. They fell behind to the Chargers 10-0. Against the Chargers, they went interception, they went fumble, interception, punt, 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 touchdown, missed field goal, and won the football game.
I was just going to ask about special teams play, but they've been a little erratic.
Yeah, they have Butker. He's missed one. I think they're very similar. I think he and Groupie, Groupie has missed the extra point. Butker's missed one field goal. Now, the field goal Butker missed was from 65, right? Now, normally we wouldn't even count that. But now, you go, 65, you got to make that. Both have missed an extra point. I think, the way things are looking right now, special teams-wise, teams are not returning it, right? They're kicking it out of the end zone, taking their chances at the 30, and I wouldn't be surprised. I'm standing right now in, I don't know where I am, but I'm downtown Kansas City. It is a beautiful, crystal clear day. It's not windy. It's supposed to be in the 50s tonight. Just gorgeous. So I don't think weather will play, wind will play any kind of factor in the game. People are wondering, of course, what the hell I'm doing out on the street talking on the phone like I am, but it is what it is.
Getting ready to walk into a restaurant for lunch, I'm certain, right?
here's the strangest thing. My sister lives in South Carolina, and so she called me, and I go, I got to go to Kansas City. She goes, wait, I'm going to Kansas City. I go, well, the game is Monday. She goes, well, I'm going on Monday. So out of nowhere, I have met my sister for lunch right now in Kansas City. So it's a good day.
Well, we are going to let you get to your sister. That's a lot more important. We will wait and see. We look forward to hearing you guys tonight. I think this is going to be a big game. I think you're right. I think it could be a defining moment of the season, right, and setting creating some momentum. We've got this Tampa Bay kind of phenomenon going on. That helps, I think. It's not easy to regroup, recalculate everything that you're doing in advance of a game, and then Denver comes in. I mean, we got some big-time football headed our way.
And here's the deal. In closing, we're never that team, right? We are the team that had to go to Dallas early because the storm was coming to us. But then for Atlanta, we were waiting to see what the situation was in Atlanta. Tampa's coming to us. We've never been in this situation where there's a storm and we're not involved. We're just a helper. So it's weird. And my prayers go out to everybody, on Florida's coast.
Absolutely.
These things are horrible. My sister, again, from South Carolina, she goes, you don't understand. Boone, North Carolina, all those places, they're devastated, right?
Yeah.
So they can't, it's just... It's different to watch it from other places.
And I don't know if you heard, but Milton's a Cat 5 now.
Yeah.
Which is scary.
I mean, I hope that thing just somehow zips across Florida as fast as possible. And, I don't know. It's just, it's October. Stop.
Yeah. Stop already. Yeah, exactly. We want to move on. Thank you so much, Mike Haas. Look forward to listening to you guys this evening, as always. Mike Haas, voice of the New Orleans Saints. Tell your sister hello.
I will. Thank you, Dwayne. I appreciate it.
All righty. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.